We're Masechet Arabin Daf Tzadi Zayin, and we're starting on the Amud, four lines into the Amud at the end of the Shitzei Atzvei Siman. So we've got Simanim over here. Up until now, we ended up, if you look very quickly, at the bottom of the previous Amud, we had El Amar Rava, Tarach Velo Tarach Tanahi. So the question was, whether these, remember we had a question, do we say that person would go to the trouble to make a kamir that looks like tefillin, and would they go to the trouble of cutting up nicely measured out dye strips of tchelet to make a tzitzit, or they make it? Would they go such to make things that look like stuff if it was for other purposes? That was the, and Rabbi said it was a machloket. The Gemara now goes back and says no. Rabbi says we've got a whole different understanding of what's going on. He says v'hashta the tani avur de Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Right? Remember avur de Shmuel that avur bereid Rabbi Zayna. That's right. He said, like, "V'hashta the tani avod the Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak." Elu an yeshanot. He says, "What are yeshanot? What are old tefillin? Kol sheyesh ben ritzuot u'mekusharot, that I've got fully fledged all the straps and the knots. And chadashot yesh ben ritzuot v'lo mekusharot, that I've got straps that aren't knotted." Right. So look at Rashi quickly. What does it mean now? He says, "V'hashta." Now that avod the Shmuel taught us this, the high chadashot. What are chadashot? Kesher yesh ben ritzuot v'enan mekusharot. That's a chadashot. They've got straps that aren't new. Ke'ein kesher shel tefillin asui kamin otiyot. What have they got? They've got the straps, they haven't got the knots. The knots that we're speaking about now, the knots that are like the letters. Now, we have a dalet, for example, in our tefillin shel rosh. We have a yud in the tefillin shel yad. Okay? It says, v'cheinu kavur tamir. It's there always. Alma taima mishum kesher. What's our problem? The problem is of the kesher, he says. That's the problem with difference between new ones and old ones. The kshira av melacha. Because if you carry out the tefillin that haven't got a knot on, you might come to do a kesher. The kesher shel kayama is an av melacha. It's asher shabbos. It's a deraita. V'asher ikshor b'shabbat kesher shel kayama. Right? So he says that's what the machloket is about. That's the whole story. That's why we're going to make this between new ones and old ones. The chule al melo tarach in shvilin viu mi'adiv. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If we're going to say now the chule al melo tarach inish. So now what are we saying? We're saying now that it's a pashut, that nobody is going to go to the trouble of making tefillin that look like a kamiya. So therefore, what are we saying now, according to the Avodah of Shmuel, that it's pashut, when you find the tefillin there on the ground, that they are tefillin. Right? So now, if they weren't knotted, and our big problem is, just that you can't carry out new ones because new ones haven't got knots, and you can't do knot because a knot is a kesher shel kayama. So the Gemara says, "Nu, what's the big deal? V'le'in v'inu me'anav. Make a slip knot. Make a temporary knot. Right? Make a temporary knot. And then we could have it. So Amar Rav Chisda Zoro Merit, Aniva Psula Betfilin. So Rav Chisda says, maybe the reason why we can't have it, which the Havamin would have been, if it was a problem, we could have made a set temporary knot. Why can't I make a temporary knot? Says Rav Chisda. Because you're seeing here that a temporary knot is pasul in tefillin. All right, so maybe that's it. So I might have put emphasis a little bit differently, but that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line of the Gemara. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda Letame, Amar Aniva Kashira Me'aliyatehi. Right, he says, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, what's going on over here? That any type of knot would be a kosher knot as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. Right? He says, like it's Amaniva Kashir Maliatihi. This Aniva, the slip knot type would be kosher. Why? Time it Aniva Kashir Maliatihi. Halav Hachi Aniv Lehu. So he says, Gemara asks a question of here. This Aniv Lehu is Rashi Yabitmiya. Look at Rashi Yabia, Rabbi Yehuda Time, Bekperk Eluk Sharim, Chevel Dli, Shenifsak. He says, if you've got a strap of a bucket that the rope is torn, so what does he say over there? You can korechala, wrap around it like a belt or a pasike, which looks like a sash. As long as you don't make a slip knot. Because the problem is you can't tie. So he says over here, if you would do a knot, a slip knot, so he says, no, not that. So I think what Abai is saying over here is not that a slip knot isn't a good knot. Just on the contrary, a slip knot is a permanent knot as far as Abiyud is concerned. And therefore, if it wasn't that a slip knot was an Isu Doraita, then you would have been able to do a slip knot. That's what he says. I love Haki Anivlu. Would you be, if it wasn't the case, Right? Rashi says, "Allah hachi ani." If it wasn't a sudaraita, would you be able to do a slip knot? In other words, it's a slip knot, not a permanent like a dalid like we have, even a kosher knot for tefillin. Then we say the name of Rav, kesher shel tefillin lachal Moshe misinahu. Right? V'amar Rav Nachman when you have in lebar. Look at Rashi. Lachal Moshe misinai hayachu asui shedomel le dalid. On the tefillah shin, you've got God's name in it. When you have in or toheker or tiot levar lechut she'enam klape atfilin bena bena batim, and a keneged marita, you got to see it. Fishneimar ben ureu v'chule. V'tanim leza galu omer elu tefillin shorosh. So how could you possibly do it? Says the Gemara. How could you have a slip knot? As a proper knot, if it wasn't an issue d'oraita, let's say, if it wasn't Shabbos, we now sidetrack for a second. We said, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say, Rabbi Eliezer says the reason is not because of a slip knot. The Gemara says maybe you could just make a slip knot. So you can't make a slip knot because Rabbi Eliezer says even a slip knot on Shabbos is a proper knot. The Gemara says, and if it wasn't a proper knot, if it wasn't Shabbos, sorry, could you make a slip knot for tefillin? But we said Aloch Moshe Misinai, that tefillin is certain knots. So how can you make a slip knot if it has to be a certain type of knot? The Gemara says, no, you could just do a slip knot type of structure in our style of knot.
Are we talking about here that there's cluffing inside the tefillin, or they're just butting?
Cluffing's proper tefillin, otherwise it's not a tefillin.
Are we worried about the kush on the cluff?
No, we're worrying about
inside. Or you should just leave it outside and finish.
You can't leave it outside, it'll get ruined. It's a mezalzel.
So exactly. So what
we're
saying, you have to leave them outside. If there's no knot, then you have to leave them outside. You've got no
water. You've got to cover them up. You've got to cover them up and leave them. Like we saw earlier on in the Mishnah said, if you're worried about, remember there was a story there, if you're worried about listim. So we said there, matzan tzvatim or krichot, machshich ale bevei. Maybe you could either wait till it gets dark or be that, or be sakana, if it was a dangerous, so mechasen volechlo. So either you've got to wait there until Shabbos is out. You can't just abandon them. You've got to stay there with them. You can't machal Shabbos. Or you can carry them, cover them and go and come back off the Shabbos. No one's suggesting for a second you leave them just in the street on the floor and don't do anything. Either you stay there. If that tefillin there, okay, you put them on your head, machal ketana kamarab yuda 1-1 or 2-2. And if not, then you just leave them there. But you couldn't just go away. You leave them in the place and stay there with them. Wait till Shabbos. Guard them. Look after them. You're not being mazalz on the tefillin. So now, so now we finish that sugya over there. So now we've worked it out. We've got to understand his answer. His answer says there that you would make them. How would you make? You make some sort of non-permanent knot, which looks like a contrabiyud. It's a problem because Rabbi Yehuda, even a non-permanent knot will still be issued on Shabbos. Now the Gemara changes the angles. Like Amar Rav Chisda, are we discussing Rav Chisda? Amar Rav, number Rav Halokeach Tefillin Mishena Mumche. Now, if you buy from a person who's not a mumche. Bodek shtayim shel. Now we're talking about a guy who's buying to sell, right? Not one pair of tefillin. Look at Rashi. Bodek alokach tefillin harbe yachad, lots of tefillin. Velachzor veloch mochran. Now you're going to resell them. Velochran mimi she'ena mumche. You rather than a guy who hasn't yet been established as a mumche. Hasn't been established as a mumche yet. So if he's not a mumche yet, how do we rely on his tefillin? He says bodek. There's nothing to do with Shabbos now. Hey, Eruvin. Bodek shtayim shel yad v'achat shel rosh. Check. You got to check three times. Check two of the yads, right? They're good in kosher, and one of the rosh. And Rashi says, "Yeah, the Kevin Huchzak b'shalosh dali." Now you've got three attempts. He's been muchzak is three times. It is the habe mumche, but okay, chashav lo. Now you don't have to bother checking any longer. Now you can rely on the guy that whatever else is telling you from now is all good to them. Or shtam sherosh v'chad shel yad, or two heads and one yad. The main thing is you have to have three checks. So he's saying you got to check all three yads and all three roshes. You got to check at least one of the yads and one of the roshes and one other. The Gemara says, "Ma nafshach." So I don't understand. He says, "What are you talking about?" Imichad gabre kazavin livdok or shalosh yad or shalosh rosh. If you're going to buy from one guy, then check 3 yards or three roshes. Why 2 yards and one rosh or 2 roshes and 1 yard? And imitray tlata gabre. If you're buying from more than one person, from two or three people, so then kol chad v'chad li buy bedika. You got to make sure each one's a mumche. I don't understand what's going on here. Look at Rashi. Why Shach? Why did Dach? I came like the Gavre, the Mezabin, Tfilin Tuva Michad Gavre Zabin Nehu. Why Moche Nami Michad Gavre Kaninu? If you can check them all, maybe he wanted from more than one person. What's the story? Leave Dok Shalosh Peshel Yaro, Shalosh Peshel Rosh. Vetizkele Bachi Chazek. They all been Muchzak. Right? And if it's from two or three, then kol chad v'chad, look at Rashi, nami, kol tefillin v'tefillin, d'sheme mi shemachar lo et elu lo machar et elu. The question is, what's he saying? If the guy you buying from, if he bought from one person, then you got it to his father. If he bought from one or two or three or four people, then you don't know. And every pair of tefillin's got to be checked because you don't know who they came from. So you can't rely on him anymore. You got to know who he came from. So what's it now? Lo lemichad gav rezabi. No, we know the guy bought from one guy. And we've got to make sure there's a mumchi of Rosh and Shlosh. How can there be? He says to him, that's not good enough. We see how they learn from Rabbi Bar Shmuel that you've got to check three yards and three Roshes. Mine love or Shlosh Eliyahu or Shlosh Roshes. Doesn't he mean all three yards, all three Roshes? No, it's not three and three, but all three. So why are you telling me two and one? He says, no. Shalosh men Shalyad, Shalosh. No. The answer is that when you say you have the three checks, like we said, either two yards and two roshes, or one rosh, or two roshes and one yard. As long as you check from both of them, you've got to do three checks in total. It says, Vata Ravkan Ravkana tell us, but fill in Bodek Shtaim, Shavishtaim, Shosh, on the contrary, you've got to do two and two. He says, that's what Ravkana taught us. He says, how money? And who's that? Rebbe. That seems to be Rebbe. Right? Why? The Amma betrays him. We've seen this before, right? We've got Machlok and Rebbe, and I think it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And we know we pass on a Chachamim that say that we have three times to be a Chazoker. Rebbe says two is a Chazoker, remember? It's important to remember these things. We know Lavud, Chachamim say three, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says two. With Chazoker, Rebbe says two, and Chachamim say three. Right? We pass on both cases like three. We need three for Chazoker and three for Lavud. It's a good way to remember that. So he says, it must be Rebbe. He goes, Amos Sefer, what the end of the brightness says like this. V'chein b'tzevet ha-sheini, v'chein b'tzevet ha-shlishi. The brightness said, Amar ha-tani Rav Kahana, b'tfilin bodek shtayim shal yad v'shtayim shal rosh. And the Sefer said, v'chein b'tzevet ha-sheini, v'chein b'tzevet ha-shlishi. So now, Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, shlishi mitlei with Rebbe, hasn't got a shlishi. What do you mean that's how the third set is what you got to test? Rebbe only has two sets. The Gemara says, now listen to this. Mode Rebbe, but Svatim, the Mitrei Klata, Gavre Zavin. Right, look at this. Look at Rebbe. He says, it says, there, Mode Rebbe, but Svatim. Deinechad Muchsak Bashel Chaveiro. You know what? Just go back to the first Rashi there. It says, Ve'i, Rebbe, Eimer Seif, Vechem Betsevet Hashani, Vechem Betsevet Hashlish. Look at Rashi. Imi Yulo Tzvatim Harbe. Lots of sets. Uvachol tsevet tefillin harbe, and in each group lots of tefillin. Kasal kedate dachik amar, badak betsevet arishon, shnei tefillin huchzak kol oto tsevet, v'chein b'sheini huchzak kamu, v'chein b'shlishi, v'keman huchzak b'shlosh tzvatim kesher nuchzuk kol tzvatim, v'ein tzrich od livdok klum. There seems to be lots of batches of tefillin. In each batch you check two. So the Israeli would agree over here that that when you got lots of batches, you can't rely from batch to batch. So even Rebbe would agree, you've got to check each batch. Because each batch is assumption, because Rashi, you take from each person. Seems like we're from batches from different groups. So even Rebbe agrees, when you're buying tefillin from in lots of batches, that you've got to check each batch on its own. So it's not the Dino Chazoka over here, it's within each batch, you've got to check two. And that's the din of chazoka. Rebbe's saying in each batch you'd have two would be good enough for chazoka.
How much is a batch?
It could be lots. I don't know. Lots. But funny, let me try to gather Travis. Iach is the question. Well, see, that's the kind of ravine. Now, if we do chamish, then there's no stop. Then why need two or three? What about four and five? In every batch, you've got to check in every batch, Ishaq. These batch of different people. He says, Anachinami, you're right. Vahitani shlishi, lafuke mi cheske. From Chizkia, sorry. Lafuke mi Chizkia himself. Rashi says, Lashvina, and Afa Gav de Baal Mitrei Havu Chazoka, but Tzvatim Leit Leit Rebbe Chazoka, Tzvatim Shlishi, Vegale Bei Vahu Hadin Lekulam. So yeah, for Chizkia seems to know with regards to Rebbe, when you're buying in batches, it's never a Chazoka, and every single one you got to check. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying over here, but it seems to be right. You'd always have to check them. Okay, now we come back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said, Matzah and Tzvatim or Krichot. Yeah, Tzvatim or Krichot. In batches or tied up. So the Gemara says, my Tzvatim, my Krichot. What are batches and what does tied up mean? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hein Hein Tzvatim, Hein Hein Krichot. So it seems to be the same sort of idea. Look at the Gemara. It says like this, Tzvatim, Zaveh, Zaveh. Krichot, the Krichin, Tuv. Look at Rashi, Zaveh, Zaveh. Sherosh v'shel yad k'shun yachatz. As a krichin means that the rosh and the yad are tied together. V'chein harbe kishrei zog b'tzevet echad. And there could be lots of groups like as a thin rosh and the yad tied up together in a batch. And what does krichot mean? And the krichin aviyah, the krichin tuva. Ki hadadei v'ein shtayim shtayim k'shurim. The same as tzvatim, but not tied up. So at Tzvatim, you've got the Rosh and the Yad tied up, and lots of them, and Krichin just been a whole bundle of them all together. Then the Mishnah said, let's go back to the Mishnah we started early on and see what the question. It said, Matzan, Tzvatim, or Krichot, all lots of groups, and you can't carry them out, so Machshich Alehin Umevin. You've got to wait till Shabbos comes out and then bring them in. The Gemara says, Va'amai, Lialinu Zog Zog. Why can't I just go one, and make lots of trips? Why have to wait there? Who cares? It was 20, 30, let the guy go up and down 20, 30 times. So Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a sladidi mefarshet lay mine da abba. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, says, like as I heard from Rabbi Yehuda from our father. Kol she'ilu machnisin zug zug, v'chalot korim shkiat hachama, machnisin zug zug. V'ilo machshich anu, it's interesting, eh? So if you've got enough over there, or your distance is such, that if you would take in one pair at a time, and you could complete it all before Shabbos went out, then do it. But if you aren't going to be able to do that, then you might be tempted, you know, to carry out more maybe. So then wait. So if you let's say that you five, literally a half a minute or 2 minute walk, and there are 15 sets, and you're going to do 15 walks, give you half an hour, and it's now 12 o'clock in the afternoon, go ahead and take them all out. But if you've got a kilometer and a half to walk there and back, 1 kilometer to walk back, and it's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos is out in an hour, you're not going to make it more than one trip, then stay there and wait till Shabbos comes out. Then the Mishnah said, and if it's a sakana, Rav Ilo erat ubesakana mechasam volech, then cover them up and go. They go, v'hatanya ubesemun are brighter there. So this is unbelievable Gemara this. He says, v'hatanya ubesakana molichan pachot pachot me'arba amot. We've got a brighter that says on the contrary, that when you besakana, right, then you can carry them and just walk less than Dalamot at a time. Look at Rashi. Korim Shiagil Arba Amo, the very first wide lines at the bottom there. Korim Shiagil Arba Amo, before you actually get to 4 Amos, Ya'amod Lafu, stand still. And then V'choz Yevaholech Pachot Mi Pachot Mi Arba, and then do another walk again. V'chein Tami, do that all the time. The Hashtag calls Mana Havi Akira V'Hanacha, V'ain Kan Havi Arba Me'ayachad. What's going on over here? You're doing Akira, less than 4 Amos, Hanacha. Akira, less than 4 Amos Hanacha. So you're never actually doing an Akira v'Hanacha and shrubbing for more than 4 Amos. You aren't carrying more than 4 Amos. You'd be patur midoraita. We got a bright list and you should do it that way. Why does this bright, the Mishnah over here say, cover it up? So listen what he says over here. He says, Amarav lo kashya. Ha besakanat nochri, ha besakanat listim. Listim over here is not nochrim. Listim is Jews. He says, it depends whether you're worried about goyim, or you worried about Jews. Now listen to this. Look how Rashi explains it. Besakanat nochri goyim of the Galim, Rashi says, yeah, the mevazu lehu tfilin molichin. Because they will mevaze. They don't care about the tfilin. So there, in a case like that, where it's goyim you worried about, we're scared of the tfilin, so they can carry darad amot, less than darad at a time, and not be over a mitzvah doraita. And when it's a sakanat, list him. Yisrael. Now listen to what he says, yeah, Rashi. Yisrael, dekatle lei mishum, they'll kill you for your money. The goyim, we're less concerned about. The Jews, they'll kill you for your money. Ule tefillin lo mevazle, but they won't be mevazle, the tefillin. They'll respect the tefillin. Those just cover up, and don't worry, the Jews won't damage the tefillin. They want your money, they'll come and get your money. Now, firstly, what are you doing with money on Shabbos? You haven't got money on Shabbos. I don't know, maybe they're going to kill you. They want to take you to your house and get your money. I don't know. But an interesting answer there. I think it's quite interesting answer. He says, "Ha besan nochri, ha besakan at least." Okay. Amalei Abaya. So now Abaya doesn't like Rav's answer. Right? He says, "B'mai okim telematnitin." What are you? What sort of scenario are you establishing over here? Look at Rashi. Yachis b'mai okim telematnitin besakanat of daigal gililim. He says, look at Rashi. He says, Kaivan de listim lo mevazu lehu amai kemezalzel amai kemezalzel amai kemezalzel. He says, Kaivan de listim lo mevazu lehu amai kemezalzel rishimun be isura de shabte kulehai. So it says, since the goyim, the Jews, he said, won't be mezalzel. But confusion. Let's look in the Gemara. Let's see the end of the balance of the Gemara. Here, am I concerned about the Bezakan? Or they call him Emma Sefer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, not none of the Chaber, Chaber, Kol Shekain, the Avshir Milta. He says, okay, if you're going to tell me that the goyim aren't going to be mezalzel the tefillin, then why did Rabbi Shimon say that you can be mevazeh Shabbos in such a way? What would he suggest you can do? You can give it from friend to friend to friend to friend to friend. And what's his problem? Kol Shekain da'av shemilta. Av shemilta means he makes a noise. Now, that Israel on Shabbos, for example, like we're having your washing machine run on Shabbos. What's the problem having your washing machine run on Shabbos? It's not a problem. Washing come on, if your washing machine is on, let's say, Erev Shabbos and goes on into Shabbos, you don't know melocha, nothing wrong. Just av shemilta. We say, when the washing machine works and makes a big noise, your neighbors all hear the washing machine on Shabbos, and it looks like you mezalzel Shabbos. There was a problem, the same thing I did with tumble dryers, all stuff like that. Or you remember we've seen in the Gemara before with like an automatic mill, like a rechaim and letting it run on Shabbos. Avshir milta. That idea is a noise. Avshir milta. I think even a likut Rashi over here. This avshir milta. Yes, look here. I'm from Gemara Chulin. Look at the likut Rashi. Gemara Rashi in Chulin says avshir mashmir kol. So it says if they're not going to mevazu, if the goyim aren't going to mevaze, then why did Rabbi Shimon make such a fuss and say you could go from here to here and here to here and here to here? Actually, a corrupted Mishnah, and they say you should read Vakitani. So, when it comes to no, I think this is all wrong, eh? I don't know, something's not right. Okay, so he said like this, so when it's goyim though, sorry, when it's Jewish guys, you're worried about, so when it's goyim, so there you know, there you can just cover them up. But when it's goyim, and they will be mevazeh the tefillin, Jews, and they will, and they're going to kill you, whatever, I don't understand. The listim over here, I understood Rashi said the listim were Jews, and now it seems like listim are goyim. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer not in a chamer. Rabbi Shimon Omer said, give it to your friend. This is the bright we just saw a second ago. So I said, the mic, where is the machloket here? Where the one says cover them up and the one says give it to your friends, go 4x4. Rabbi Shimon Omer not in a chamer. Rabbi Mike would forget. Marshal Bachot mi arba amot adif. So you see that Tanakama seems to say that going less than that amot is adif. So therefore, don't give them to your friends. The yamad not in a chamer, but chamer in a chamer, av shemil to Shabbos. So okay, yeah, we're on again the same idea. Because then you're making a big noise. Everyone can see me in Mechalel Shabbos. All 100 people are involved. Or Ma'a Sabbat, Odin HaChavar, Adif. Diyamat, Molichim, Bechon, Arba Amot, Zimnin, Delav, Adate, Vat, Leduye, Arba Amot, Peshur, Abba. Okay, we understand what's going on. Bechon, Rav Shimon, Tadakami is, Rav Shimon says, rather give it to your friends. That's why you're guaranteed never to actually carry it more than Tadad Amot. But Tanakama says that if you're going to give it to him and let it carry it, Amot, you might come to care if you walk yourself. Tanakama says, carry it yourself, less than Amot. Rabbi Shimon says, give it to your friends. He says, if you give it to your friends, you can never do it without Amot. And he's concerned that the Tanakama's answer, you might come to end up carrying a bond without realizing it. And the Chachamim are concerned that it makes too much of a noise. And it's a big Chilul Shabbos. Okay. The Chayin Beno. Yeah. Okay. Yeah?
From what I understand is that they were worried that if you carry it, the Gemara says, how can Rav Shimon advocate passing from friend to
because he's scared that you might come to Yisrael Doraita if you carry it yourself more.
It'll be more dangerous.
That's what I said. Not dangerous in terms of danger, in terms of being over an Yisrael Doraita. See, a zin in the love adate, without being aware of it, vati la itnui yadnuyu arba al bisharabim. He'll want to carry less than 4 amas, but he'll miscount. And then you'll end up doing 4 amas, and that's Yisrael Doraita. So he says, rather pass to your friend, friend to friend, friend to friend, and you can never worry about it because you're standing. Yeah, he's there, he's there, he's there. That's what the Gemara says to them. So now, V'chaim Beno, remember we had the case of the kid was born? So the Gemara now says, yeah, this was my problem in the mission. And Selwyn pointed out that it was, I said, what's the son doing here? So the Gemara says, Beno, ma bayatam, what's the son doing there? Okay, the Gemara's got the same question, what's his son doing there? So he says, no, Debay Menashe Tana, we learned from Ben Menashe, b'sheyaldeto imo b'sadeh. By the guy birth in the field. So then the Gemara says, "Numaya afilu hein maya." What does it mean even if there are 100? It says, "The afal gav the kashe leyada afilu achi adifa." What does it mean kashe leyada? Look at Rashi. אבל קשה לנו שמטלטלים אותו מיד ליד. Now, a newborn baby, you give him from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. He gets bounced around from one person to the next. Not the healthiest thing for a newborn baby. He says, now, they're still better that way than to do anything else. And that's the best way to get him out of there, is to pass him from a person to person, making a human chain. Rabbi Yehuda omer, noten adam chavit. Right, so now, let's just look in the Mishnah for a second. We had in the Mishnah, on Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Bet, right, Rabbi Yehuda omer, noten adam chavit lechavero, bechaver lechavero, afilu chutz letchum. And amru lo, lo talech zu, yoter miragle ba'alea. So he said, you can got a barrel now. You can pass that barrel from friend to friend to friend to friends. None of you are carrying it down at Amot. He says, even if you go outside the Tchum, who's the Tchum? The Tchum is there. That baby wasn't born in the field, I hope, Klav. And then, even if you go outside the Tchum, and Chachamim said to him, you can't move out of the Tchum because the barrel is limited to the Tchum of its owners. And we learned that aloch a long time ago, that the Kalim go after the owner's Tchum. So if I've got a Tchum over here now, my Kalim go after me. You can't borrow my one of my pots and walk with it more than 2,000 Amas outside my Tchum. Or more than 2,000 Amas, right? So now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So, belately, Rabbi Yehuda had it not. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of this? What we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Beitza. Abheime va Kalim karagle habali. That the Kalim and the behemoths, that the animals and the vessels all go after the people's feet. In other words, as far as the guy can go. Right, look at Rashi there. Habalim sha'sho'el lokeach behemoth or Kalim mechaber b'yom tov. If you borrow or you buy on Yom Tov a vessel or an animal from a person, any achol olicham ele lemakom sha'balim harishoni mutrin lelechsham. You can only go as far as the original owners could have gone. V'im yiruv letzafon lo yolichu lezaron. They've got an eruv to the tzafon, you can't go south. They've got an eruv to the north. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda hold of that when he said they can go outside the Tchum. So, Amar Esh Lakish, Mishum Levi Saba. He says the name of Levi Saba. Hachel Maya, so what are we talking about over here? B'ma'aran Michavit Lechavit. He didn't actually take the Chavit. He went like this. I came to you and you had a Chavit of wine. I poured the wine into my Chavit. And my Chavit, and I could go as far as I wanted to go. So, that's my Erev, not your Erev. So, if you're an Erev to the north and I want to go to the south, I poured the wine now into my chavit, and now it's my wine in my chavit. I can do what I want with it. Look at Rashi, mechavit lechavit. V'ashnia shelo, and the second one belongs to the guy himself. V'chein oseh tamid, and that's what he always does. V'chein mefarish, my lord tahalech. The guy's going to ask later on, what does it mean? And when they said to Chacham, Chacham said to him, you can't do that, you can't go there. We'll see that in a moment. So, did Rabbi Yehuda mer, it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda the Tamer, Rabbi Yehuda's pretty consistent. Amar mayim ein be'mamash. Rabbi Yehuda said that water is of no relevance. There's no significance to water as far as Tchum is concerned. Ditznan, he quotes a Mishnah over here in the Masechet Beitza as well. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim ibnei she'ein bahen mamash. Rabbi Yehuda poter lahim. What does it mean, poter b'mayim? Right, it's over here. Look at Rashi. Ein bahen mamash. Liknot shvita etzel ba'alim arishonim. V'chol adam mutar lo lichan keraglav. Water has got nothing. The question here is water over here. I don't think it's necessarily water. Could even be, at the moment, we assume it could even be wine or liquid, whatever the case is. My Lord, so the Gemara says, that's the case. The water Chachami mean when they said to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lord Tehelech. And we said there in the Mishnah, it said, Amru lo, Chachami said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lord Tehelech zo yoter melei ba'aleach. If it's so pashut, Rabbi Yehuda said it's not in the original barrel, he poured it into a new barrel. And Rabbi Yehuda Latame, that says there's no mihagbala, there's no migbala, there's no limitation on the guy's liquid. So what were Chachamim telling him? They said, don't go. It's a gross question. Right? What's going on over here? So he says to him, Lo yalech, what they meant was, Lo yalech ma shebezo yoter miragleha ba'alim. Right? They meant to say to him that he can't go further than himself. Right, in other words, then him, he's the owner now. Right, I want to actually read this Rashi. Rabbi says, I left out this Rashi over here. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Mayim and Be Mamash, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Poter Ba Mayim. Look at the Rashi there, Poter Ba Mayim. It says, Plugtayu Beterek Batra Beitz. In the last parak of Beitz, there's a machloket. Esha Sheshala Michaverta Tavlin Lekaderish. She borrowed some spices for making a dish. Umayim umelach lisatai, and water and salt for her dough. Harehen kerigle shtehen. So now it says over here that they are both like, they're limited now in the eruv of both of them. Because she made the dough and she got the water and the spice from somebody else. So there the Mishnah says that they can only take the Issa as far as they can both walk. Okay, so it's got limitations on both of them. And if one's got an Arab to the south, what's the Arab to the north, then they can't move. The Issa is stuck in the middle. Why? They can't get in the direction. When is this, says the Mishnah there, when do we apply this din of a limit of both of them on the materials? Kashenatnu Eruvan le Sofa Pai. And an Eruv. Each one an Eruv in the 2000 that way. She had a 2000 that way. So really she's at the end of the southern end of her northern Eruv. This woman's at the northern end of her southern Eruv, right? So neither of them can walk anywhere. And Rabbi Huda says no. Rabbi Huda poter b'mayim. Rabbi says water is not limited. She'ain balat ha'mayim oseret abalat ha'kemach klum. The woman who had the flour and she borrowed water and salt from her friend, neighbor, the woman who gave the water has got zero influence on the woman who provided the flour. Whereas the water is batel to the flour. Right? That's what Rabbi Huda said. And that's what Rabbi Huda said. So now, the Gemara said, so what did the Gemara mean when it said, Umay lo talech zo? What did the Chachamim say? Look at Rashi. Umay lo talech zo. So what the Chavit, right? So Gemara says, ha, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, right? When we had there, we answered over there, Amar Esh Lakish Mishum Levi Saba. And we said, Esh Lakish Levi Saba. Talking about that it went from one Chavit to the other Chavit. So now, we're talking now, Rabbi Yehuda, right? He said that Esh Lakish said, that we're talking about the other, from the Chavit, Lo Ka'amar, Diyachola Chavit Alech Yotem Ragle Abalim. So in other words, what was the question? Because now we're no longer speaking about the original chavit. It's now his own chavit. So what do they say? You can't take it. So they answered him, what it really meant to say was that your new barrel is limited to your tchum. Okay? So Gemara said, wait a second. Amar, the shamat le Rabbi Yehuda, this whole vorta view of Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that only where the water is in the Issa, in the dough? Why? Because in the dough, the flour has overridden the water. But where the water is still there, where you can see the water, did he also say then that the water is no longer of any limiting factor? Maybe the whole thing there was because there's no water anymore. The flour has been mevatel the water, but the water's still there. Can the water not be limited by previous kind of tchum? Why not? Right? Hashta bekedayr, the Gemara says in Vasat Soto, and Hashta bekedayr, Rabbi Lo Batle. If in a pot where there was water and you could see the water, right? Rabbi Lo Batle, be nayu, and because there, why? Because there was gravy. Only in the Issa, in the dough, where you couldn't identify the water anymore, but when you've got gravy around, you can still see the water. And there, Rabbi Huda didn't say it was batel. So, be'inayu, how much more so when the water is water, not even in anything else. Batle, would Rabbi Huda say the water is batel? The Tanyan, how do we know that Rabbi Huda said that? Rabbi Huda got a bright over here. We're quoting a bright over here. We're also missing a beitza. Rabbi Huda omer, mayim umelach betelin be'issa, ve'ein betelin be'kadera. When is mayim and melach, water and salt, batel? When they're in dough, when they're mixed up with flour and they're made into a pastry. But when they're in the kadeira, they're not. When they're in a pot of food, you cook meat in it, you boil meat in the water, there it's not batel. Why? Mipnei rotva, because of the roti of the gravy, you can still see the water. Ela amar Rava, Rava says, now, what is the case over here that we're talking about? Hache bechavit shekanta shvita, Umayim shelo kanu shvita askinam. We're talking about a bit more complicated case. The barrel of the original owner had been kone shvita erev Shabbos, but the water in it wasn't kone shvita. It never hadn't settled erev Shabbos. Why? Right? What are we talking about? So like this, hachel chavit, right? The batle chavit legabe mayim. Right? It wasn't kone shvita. In a case like this, we're not going to say that the water is batel to the chavit. Kritnan, quotes the Mishnah over here. And this as well is a Mishnah, and this day is a Mishnah of Masechet Shabbos. Hamotzi achai b'mita, if you carry out a live person on a bed on Shabbos, so patur afala mita. You carried out the guy who did nothing because the guy could have walked himself, let's say. Therefore, you didn't really do anything. That if he's on a bed, you are patur from the bed as well. Why? Because the mita is batel to the person. And hamotzi ochlin pachot mikishur b'kli. If you take out an ochel, a food, which is, we've learned hundreds of times, that things have to be a grogeret or a kibetza, whatever the case is, anything that's less than the shiur that you'd be chayv on Shabbos for hotza'ah, in a kli, so you again, patra fala kli, why? There's a kli, tafel lo, because really it carries the food, not the kli. So therefore over here, you could carry the chavit, because the water wasn't batel to the chavit, because the water hadn't been kone, therefore since the water was mutar, the kli was also mutar. Remember the question in the back of our minds, what we're talking about when they said to him, you can't go out of the tchum, we'll get to that. So now, Mati Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, wait a second. This is a kasha on Rav. This was Rav. Rav says, what are we talking about in this case? The case where there was a chavit that a kone shvita, but not the water. And therefore, the water wasn't batel to the chavit. Therefore, you could take out the water because, and on the contrary, the chavit was batel to the water. The chavit was tafel to the water because the water was the ikar, not the chavit. So Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda say that you can take out, that you batel the one to the other, b'shayara noter adam chavit lechaveiro v'chavit lechaveiro, when can you give one to friend, one to friend, and one to friend? When is that? That's only b'shayara. There's a special din in shayara. Look at Rashi. Third wide lines. Shechanta b'bika, they parked in a big open area. She'anusin hen, and they anus, against their will, they haven't got any choice. Now Rabbanan said that they can dream of the water, the kli is batel to the water, and therefore they can carry the water one to the other. Right? So Rashi says, you can't, this is not normal. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a specific case, you know, only in a shayara. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, kitna nami b'matnitin b'shayaratna. So Rabbi Yosef himself answers and says, our Mishnah is speaking about a case of a shayara. And that's why it's mutar. That's why when Rabbi Yehuda said, Notel Adam Chavit. Now what did he say? Notel Adam Chavit Lechaveiro, Chaveiro Lechaveiro. You can pass from one to the other. Why can you do it? Because it's a shayara. Remember, in a shayara, they have Chaveiro mutar. We wanted to say it was a different Chavit firstly. Now he said, no, not a different Chavit, it's the same Chavit. And how come we could go out of the tchum? Because the chavit is batel to the water. Chachamim were makil in a shayara when the guys were stuck and they were anus on Shabbos. That the water you can pass on one person, as long as you don't pass it more than that, as you can pass the chavit out. So comes along Abaye and says, what are you talking about? Right? Abaye says, Abaye Amar. Right? He says, this whole chiddush of Rav Yosef hasn't added anything to us. So the zero relevance. Why? He says, b'shayara, afilu chavit shekanta shvita, umayim shekanu shvita. Because what did Ravi explain? Ravi said, we're talking about a chavit shekanta shvita, and the mayim lo kanta shvita. And Rav Yosef pointed out that because the water hadn't kone shvita, chachamim when the shayara will make you. Ravi said, Abbas, what are you talking about? If it's a shayara, even if it was a chavit that was kone shvita, even if it was water that was kone shvita, shelo b'shayara, chavit shekanta shvita, umayim shlo kanta shvita. It's when it's not a chay shayara that we got to make a distinction between the chavit was kone shvita and the water wasn't. So what are you giving us all chiddush here? Rav Yosef, they're telling us that we were in a shayara here. The fact that Rav already told us we had a case where the chavit was kone and the water wasn't kone, that's even good outside a shayara. We need a shayara if we want to go so far as to say, even if the water was also kone. But here we talk about a case according to Rav where the water wasn't kone. We don't need you to tell us it was in a shayara, Rav Yosef. The fact that you didn't know Kim to that, our Mishnah was in a shayara, didn't help us at all. It wasn't relevant. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. He says, Hacha b'chavit hefka, asking about a chavit which is hefka. That there's a chavit hefka. Therefore, if it's hefka, there's no baalim. So if there's no baalim, you obviously are asking the question. There's no baalim. But b'chavim said to Rabbi Yehuda that they can't go further than the baalim. If it was a hefka chavit, then what do we care how far you go? Right? Question clear? Remember, the Mishnah Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't go out of the tchum. But if it's hefka, there's nobody's tchum. So umayim the hefka, we're talking about the chavit and water. Uman amrulo. Right? So what did they say to him? Chachamim. says Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri, who he to quote Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri, the Amar Chefze Hefka Koni Shvita. He says no, Chefze Hefka do Koni Shvita. So where that chavit was Erev Shabbos, even though it's Hefka, it was Koni Shvita over there, and now you can't go out of there. So one says, "My Lord, Telechzu Yotem Regle Abali." But the Mishnah says that, says specifically Rabbi Yehuda, you can't go further than Regle Bali. Regle Bali means that the owners, that there was an owner here. What do you mean Hefka? So it says, what they meant was like this, Lo yalchu elu ilu yoter mikalim sheyeshlim balim. You can't go further from here. Just like had there been balim, and the balim were here, you can't go further than had there been balim. Because the kli is here. And had there been balim, you couldn't go further than the balim. So you can't have the kli, now there aren't balim further than when it is from here, outside of tchum of 2,000 amas. Okay, that's the end of that Mishnah. We talk about the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, Hayah koreba sef. This is a famous Mishnah, right? I'm not sure if we've seen it here. We saw it in Masechet Shabbos for sure. Right, it is. I'm not sure if Masechet Shabbos definitely. I think that comes in Sham. It's in Shabbos. It says yeah, Tzadi Dalet, but it's a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. Hayah Koreba Sefer Iskupa. He was reading a book on the roof, on the porch. Sorry, right, but the porch was just a yachid. But he got a sefer miyadog goreshlo, and the sefer got like ran out. Rashi says over here, what does it mean? Hayah Koreba Sefer. It says kol asfarim masuyin v'me arishonim masuyin kesefer Torah, like a sefer Torah, it was a parchment written out, and it had handles and were tied up like a megillah. So we're reading the book, and the one side ran away, and he was hanging on to the other side. That's first explanation, first case. Or ayakore b'rosh agag, he was reading on top of the roof. So now the first case, he was on the porch and it went into the shtravi, and he rolled it back up. The second case was on the roof and it rolled down. As long as it didn't go within 10 tfachim of the floor, with it stayed in the makom petor, remember? 10 tfachim, Rashidavi, I think. 10 tfachim, lasra tachtonim shre rabim, v'kulan mefash b'gum, we'll see the gemara later on, but it's kodot b'chon tor, galo etzlo. Mishagir ha-shafik, it went further, it went within two, with lower than 10 tfachim above the ground. Then hofcho al aktav, he turns it over on the side, not in the zalzel, and he leaves it there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu aim l'shulak bin aretz, ele kemlo ha-machat, galo etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, as long as it didn't touch the ground, we don't care how low it went, since you're still holding it in both your hands, you can roll it up to you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu ba'eretz atzmo golo etzlo. He says, even if it landed on the floor, the other half, you can still roll it back up. She'en lecha davar mishum shvut omer bifnei kitve ha-kodesh. So it seems over here, we're not necessarily talking about a sefer Torah over here, but some sort of sefer, a holy sefer. And therefore, it's isut rabbanit, you can't pull it back up, it's still in your hand. She says, we're not going to be mezalzel, even any kitve kodesh, because of a shvut, look at Rashi. Mishum shvut, kegon zo, shelo nafal miyado, sharei achaz b'rosho, he's still holding it. And what's the gzera? Why are we saying you can't roll it back up? Because the whole thing might have fallen out of your hand. And now you're going to take a pick it up from one rishut to the other rishut. But since in your hand, he says, we aren't causing that rishut. He says, in a shvut, he's called Yisud Rabbanan Haveh Shvut. Okay, I think left end up over here.